Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome aboard to another in the series of Read the Word. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. This is Moses' last writing. And his last words in the plain of Moab on the east side of Jordan, staged at Jericho, so the children of Israel can see across into the promised land, knowing that they're about to go across. And Moses has given us the final instructions for the day. Now, you know, you are going to see that in the book of Deuteronomy, one of the main words of this book is obedience. Obey, 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 obey. And for you and I in our day, it is when we obey, then we get to eat the good of the land. And Deuteronomy 28 talks about it all through the book of Deuteronomy. It's going to be just whatever he tells you to do, do. That's what Mary said to the servants at the marriage feast when Jesus turned the water into wine. He said, she just said to him, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And they had to take the water pots that they used to wash people's feet, fill them with fresh water, take a scoop out and give it to the governor of the feast to taste. And the Bible says, and they knew where that water came from. All right, here we go. Remember, we are a listener-supported ministry. Anything that you would feel free to send in, if God instructs you to sow a seed, make sure you do that. If you are looking for a place to send your tithe, that's a great place. We receive it. We bless it. We send you a blessing, just like God commanded in the book of Hebrews chapter 8. There's timestamps in every single one of these videos except two. And we'll get timestamps in those. Or you put them in. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, and I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Say it with me again. Fill me with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with all the fullness of God.
Just keep saying it, because it's a powerhouse when you say it. Here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 3, King Og is defeated. I like this. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, over yonder. And Og, king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to the battle at Edrei. The Lord said to me, do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all of his people and his land into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God also delivered into our hands Og, king of Bashan, with all his people. We attacked him until he had no survivors remaining. Dealt with that issue. Verse 4, we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. They just took 60 cities. Verse 5. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many rural towns. We utterly destroyed them as we did the Sihon king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, the women, the children of the city. All the livestock and the spoil of the cities we took as booty for ourselves. And at that time, we took the land from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were on this side of the Jordan, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Sener. Number 10, all cities of the plain, all Gilead and all Bashan, as far as Salca and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. Is it not in Rabbah of the people of Ammon? 9 cubits in length and 4 cubits in width, according to the standard cubit. A cubit's a foot and a half. So 9 is, that's a 15-foot long bed.
Oh, yeah.
A big man. Verse 12. The land east of the Jordan is divided. This land, which we possessed at that time from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, half the mountains of Gilead and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and the Gadites. The rest of Gilead, all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, with all Bashan, who was called the land of the giants. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the regions of Argob, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called Bashan after his own name, Havoth Jair, to this day. Also, I gave Gilead to Macher. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites, I gave from Gilead as far as the river Arnon, the middle of the river as of the border, as far as the river Jabbok, the border of the people of Ammon. The plain also with the Jordan as the border from Chinnereth as far as the east side of the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah. Verse 18, and I commanded you at that time, saying, the Lord your God has given you this land to possess. All you men of valor shall cross over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel. But your wives, your little ones, your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall stay in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord has given rest to your brethren as to you, and as they also possess the land, which the Lord your God is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then each of you may return to his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So will the Lord do to all the kingdoms through which you pass. You must not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? Verse 23, then I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand, for what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do anything like your works and your mighty deeds? I pray, let me cross over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, those pleasant mountains in Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, enough of that. Speak no more to me of this matter. 27, go up to the top of Pisgah, lift up your eyes toward the west, the north, the south, the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. Command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people and shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. So we stayed in the valley opposite Beth Peor. Chapter 4. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Verse 6. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? That is one of those verses you need to circle and put a big old star by it. And I just did in my Bible, because that right there is a very, very powerful verse. What nation has what we have? Verse 8, what great nation is there that such statutes and righteous judgments are all in this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Then you came near and stood before the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of the heaven, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of his words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might observe them in all the land which you cross over to possess. Moses is getting pretty serious about that. Well, God, not Moses. God is pretty serious about this. We got to walk in obedience to God's word. I better write my time in here. 12:40. Now watch this. Remember what Jesus said? All of the law, that's what we're reading right now, all of the prophets are wrapped up in these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's the whole Bible wrapped up in two commandments. And if you do those, you will not fail. Verse 15. Take careful heed to yourself. For you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourself a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animals on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that's in the water beneath the earth. Take heed lest you lift your eyes to heaven, when you see the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the hosts of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the peoples under the whole of heaven as a heritage. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be his people, an inheritance as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I would not cross over the Jordan, that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance. Moses just reminded them again.
Yeah. Well, that would be, wow.
22, I must die in this land. I must not cross over the Jordan. But you shall cross over and possess that good land. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourself a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Verse 25, when you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land and act corruptly and make a carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger. 26, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you shall soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples. You'll be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. It's just a chunk of wood. 29, from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with your whole heart and with all your soul. And that's our answer every day, is to seek the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
Verse 30, when you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For ask now concerning the days that are past, which were both before you, since the day God created man on the earth. And ask from one end of heaven to the other whether any great thing like this has happened or anything like it has been heard. Did any people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire as you have heard and live? Or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? 35. To you it was shown that you might know the Lord. He himself is God. There is none other besides him. Out of heaven he let you hear his voice that he might instruct you. On earth he showed you his great fire and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved you, your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them and brought you out of Egypt with his presence. Wow. And his mighty power. Now, there's a lot of things about God bringing him out of Egypt, but you just read it. He brought him out with his presence. And he made it into streetlights at night and a cloud to keep him in shade all day long. 38. Driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and to give their land as an inheritance as it is this day. Therefore, know this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. You shall therefore keep his statutes, his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you all time. Verse 41, then Moses set apart of three cities on this side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun, that the manslayer might flee there, who kills his neighbor unintentionally, without having hated him in time past, and that by fleeing to one of these cities he might live. Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. Instruction to God's law. 44. Now this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies, the statutes, the judgments, which Moses spoke to the children of Israel after they came out of Egypt on this side of Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel defeated after they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites who were on this side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, even to Mount Sion, that is Hermon, and all the plain on the east side of Jordan, as far as the sea Araba, below the slopes of Pisgah. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, you think about what we see every time we come here. We see the majesty of who God is. And you think about the wickedness of people's hearts, and God still loves them. Isn't that something? If you haven't listened to our program on our noon prayer time from Thursday, and last night's program, Thursday night, God gave me a revelation about his amazing mercy that is out of this world. And I want to share it with you. I'll put the link in here when we get done. Because even in the midst of people absolutely turning their back on God, during the 7 years of tribulation, God is going to prove his love and mercy to people again and send 144,000 Jewish missionary apostles into this earth to get people saved. And when you read the book of Revelation, it says they're without number in heaven. I'll put the link in. Listen to the program. You'll enjoy it. His great mercy. You don't want to miss the rapture. Do not miss the rapture. Because there's no hope you won't die on the day the rapture happens. Do not miss it. Be one of them that goes, no matter what, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation like we do every day. For those of you that might be new today on YouTube or on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, we want to make sure every person who's with us knows Jesus. And all of us get to pray the prayer again, and it once again washes, cleanses, and fills us with the presence and power of Almighty God. Amen. This is changing your life. Pray this with us every day. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John.
And John 3:16.
And John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
You
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
For me to be free from sin.
For me to be free from sin.
Put your hands out. Do it. And say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
Fill me with love.
Fill me with love.
Fill me with your mercy.
Fill me with your
Fill me with your grace.
Fill me with your grace.
Fill me with your righteousness.
Fill me with your righteousness.
So I live for you every day.
So I live for you every day.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer.
Pray in my heavenly prayer.
Live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer
life.
Every day.
As a believer.
I
every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty
I pray
name.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Just like that. You're transferred from the kingdom of darkness into light. Adam sinned. When he did, he lost his communion with God. What you just prayed puts you back into communion with God Almighty. You didn't get a religion. You didn't get a church. You didn't get a denomination. You didn't get a bunch of rules and regulations. You were just made one with God our Father through Jesus' blood and sacrifice he did. He just gave you his righteousness. He just gave you his faith. He just gave you his mercy. The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. And you're now an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. You might say, Pastor, how in the world can all of that happen to me? Because all you got to do is open the door a little bit and you get all that Jesus has to offer for you. And now, this is your first step. It's not the last one. It's your first step in the kingdom of God so that you can walk with God every day. Don't worry about being a Christian. Just walk with God. Ready? Wake up and pray this prayer every day. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Help me walk with you today.
Help me walk with you today.
And Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are your resident teacher. They're going to teach you from the inside.
Amen.
No. They're not coming down on your head trying to get something in you. They live in you now. You're the temple. You might say, man, I need some teaching. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. We'll be a blessing to you in one way or another. Remember, Sunday morning, we're going to receive communion together. So make sure you're ready for that. Share this with everybody you know. I'm serious. Guys, this time is really short. Jesus come any moment of any day. Man, you start listening to Russia. What's going on over there? Jesus can come at any moment. When they sent all those fighters from all those Arab nations over there to help Russia, God's got a hook in their jaw, man. This thing could literally be days away tonight.
Hours away.
Jesus can literally come at any moment. Be ready. In Jesus' mighty name. You're ready. You just prayed the prayer. It makes you ready. Now, just every day, I'm walking with you. See, I've done gone to preaching, and it's not time to preach. Till we see you again, remember this. We have over 600 videos that can help you walk with God that is longer than 26 minutes. And we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And
Jesus
is
Lord.
See you soon. Five viewers, wow. For all of you on Blog Talk Radio, welcome, 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 wherever you are around the world. Gather some folks together and say, come study the Word of God with me. And share this with everybody you know in any nation, anywhere in the world, so that we can preach this gospel. It's just reading the Bible. There's a playlist in the notes in YouTube or in Blog Talk Radio now. It says full playlist. And you send that to anybody. And then click on that, and they can listen to me read the Bible from Genesis 1:1 all the way to where we are right now in Deuteronomy 3. Haven't missed a day, and it'll be a blessing to them in Jesus' mighty name. May God bless you. Father, bless our friends, and bless every believer around the nation, wherever they may be. All the believers in the Ukraine and Europe, give them strength and courage and might. May the angels of the Lord surround him, protect him, and keep him safe in all of your ways. Declare Psalm 91 out loud over your life every single day. In Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, this is what we say. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. And amen.
And amen.